with aesthetic at this point.
Danny Weddle, co-founder and soon-to-be resident of Dandelion Village, descends along a path towards a valley that has been partially cleared to make way for planting and building. The tangled secondary forest and thin green sprouts may not seem like much, but there's a lot going on in this 2.25-acre plot just minutes outside of downtown Bloomington, Indiana.
So the first year was cleaning up all of the stuff that had grown up. We spent a large amount of time clearing honeysuckle, which is an invasive mid-level shrubbery plant. And we spent some time on euonymus as well, which is ground cover that kills everything native.
Bloomington is also known for the highly toxic pollutant polychlorinated biphenyl, or PCBs. This particular site is located next to a PCB Superfund site, JB Salvage and Junkyard Recycling Center, and a train track, potentially a risky place to be growing food.
The PCB was the first issue. We wouldn't buy the land until we had environmental testing done. Did 6 high-precision independent tests for PCBs across the property and had a non-detect across the board. It's incredibly awesome for the neighborhood.
Danny ended up testing for more than 60 pollutants and 12 heavy metals with only 3 hits on materials at non-hazardous levels.
And we'll probably even still take some methods of heavy mulching and other things to ensure things break down. And we're taking the water that runs off of the salvage yard into a culvert, taking that straight into our pond and then out so it doesn't get a chance to wash across any agricultural land. So.
Danny points out that removing transitional forest results in a lot of leftover material, which Dandelion decides to make good use of.
So in building our garden beds, we have a lot of sticks lying around because we cleared a transitional forest to put in the orchard. So we decided to do what's called hügelkultur. It's a German gardening technique where you line the bottom of your garden beds with sticks. Sticky, woody carbon matter holds 4 times its weight in water. So if you have a 2-pound stick, you now have 8 pounds of water. It's a gallon. So you put all these sticks in the bottom of the beds, and it's better for the garden to get through drought. What the branches do the first year is they hold water, but they have a drawback of holding nitrogen. So it kind of binds up the soil and makes it hard to grow there. So we split the garden in 2 now. We're doing annual gardens this year that we're not putting sticks in. We're putting the sticks in the other one. Those annual gardens will eventually become home sites, and the garden will shift over. And then by the end of this year, those sticks that were holding the moisture in the hügelkultur will have decomposed to the point to where they become humus in the soil, or we'll start to release nitrogen again.
Retaining water and maintaining a watershed is required for building inside Bloomington. But there's not just one way to do it. You can also cut your garden beds on contour.
On the slope, which means you use an A-frame or a laser level, and you find the contour line. And what that does is water that's running down on contour has to completely fill up the garden bed before it runs over.
And what that means is that
now we're completely filling the garden bed with water. It's soaking in, hitting those sticks, and getting sucked up. So there's 2 systems working in tandem to hold moisture.
Looking across the valley from the top of the sloped property towards the tree-hidden train tracks, you can see small green sprouts blanketing the cleared land.
So we cut those garden beds in. And then on the bottom field, we disked that as well and planted winter rye there and in the orchard. So there's a lot of winter rye growing right now.
Rye is a hardy grain that is tolerant to Indiana's clay-based soils. When sown in late fall, it produces a ground cover that holds soil in place, helps prevent soil compaction, and improves the overall tilth, or soil condition. Danny also considers how the Dandelion Village will be best laid out, especially considering that houses and gardens both rely on being on the southern slope to take advantage of the sun's energy. Luckily, orchards have different environmental needs.
You always put trees on the north-facing slope because it's cooler longer and it keeps their buds from breaking, and then they don't get frosted off, so you got a better chance of having fruit. So that's, you know, part of what goes into planning what actually physically happened to the property is understanding the energy flows onto it, which is the whole realm of permaculture. How does energy move? How do you use it easily? So north-facing slope makes a lot of sense because it keeps your trees cooler longer.
If you'd like to get involved in Dandelion Village, visit their Facebook page or do what I do and look for Danny's orange-tired bike rolling around town. For Earth Eats, I'm Lee Bush.